Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to a new episode of Sundays Pod. We are sitting here in our hotel room in Vancouver. I'm going to describe to you what's happening. There's stuff everywhere, clothes everywhere. Steph and I have just finished the best dinner that we've had in Canada so far, in my opinion. And we are in our pajamas, sitting in our respective queen-size beds with the mic in the middle. And we are, you know, we're freshly bathed. We have our nighttime skincare routine on. I've been dreaming about doing a podcast like this with Steph one day, and it's happening. I've manifested this moment, Steph.
I'm so happy for you.
Steph anyway. Is just bitter because it's like 10:30 at night and we have to wake up at 6 o'clock to go whale watching.
I'm not bitter.
Okay. We're just tired, you guys. We're just a little tired.
Yeah. So just a little backstory. We're in Canada on a influencer trip and we're with a PR agency and we're exploring different parts of Vancouver, Whistler, and Victoria Island. So it's awesome that we get to do this together, and we thought that it would be great to bring you guys along with us and share some ins and outs of our trip so that you can also maybe plan a trip to Canada too.
Yeah, and we wanted to start a new series on our podcast called Worth the Hype, where we're just going to be reviewing some things. And we figured since we're going to be on this trip together, I actually wasn't supposed to come on the trip with Steph, but it somehow just worked out and I'm here with her. I think we talked about it on like an episode before where she was saying she's going to go to Canada. And it's so worked out that I was able to come and I'm so grateful to be here. So yeah, this is where we're going to be recording this podcast. We're going to be talking about Whistler, Canada, and if it's worth the hype. What do you think, Steph? What are your opinions?
Well, since we were just there, it's fresh on the mind. And honestly, I can't wait to go back. I felt like I'm not a mountain girl. I just want to go ahead and get that out, like out of the way. Like I am totally I'm either a beach girl or put me in a big city and let's go shopping. So to be in the mountains was a like totally different experience, very different than anything I've ever done before. And I was pleasantly surprised with how much I actually enjoyed Whistler. Like it's so different than anything I would ever see myself doing. It's definitely like, I feel like if you enjoy the outdoors, you'll definitely enjoy this vacation. But also there was shopping and things like for someone like me who maybe isn't always outdoorsy. So I will say I would come back. I want to see it in the snow time because we're here. What month is it, Sarah?
September.
It's September. So we're like pre-snow and like the whole like holiday feel. But it was nice to see all of the trees and the mountains.
Oh, it's stunning. It's like views for days, like everywhere you look.
Yeah, I've never seen mountains like this. I called my husband and I was just like, it's unreal. Like I've been to Albuquerque. I've seen mountains in Mexico, California. Like I've never seen something so like picturesque. I mean, it was just unreal. So is it worth the hype? Yes. But I feel like I need to see more to like really dive deep. But let's dig into what we did see.
Yeah. So first of all, I would like to say, so I'm going to give you guys a little bit of an overview. So for me personally, I think Whistler is one of the places that actually rivals the beauty of Switzerland. Like, I don't think I've been to very many places where I can be like, oh my God, this nature is better than Switzerland, or even equal to Switzerland. And this was literally like that. We took, there were so many scenic routes. I think the drive from Vancouver to Whistler is so beautiful. Yeah. And like Steph said, like we're here in the beginning of September, so the weather is just turning. It was actually pretty chilly in Whistler. Like at night it was getting down to like the 40s. But I mean, that's like super late at night, like 1 or 2 a.m.-ish, but like it was really nice to just go outside in the sun with a sweater on. Like, honestly, coming from Texas, we so needed that. I'm so happy we got this little break. And then what else are my first impressions of Whistler? They're really cute little villages. So we were staying at the Marriott, and it's called the Marriott Delta Villages, correct?
Delta Hotels Whistler Village Suites. And that's another detail. We are here with Marriott Bonvoy. So I'm a Marriott member. Sarah, are you?
No, I'm not. I need to get on that.
Yeah, you need to be, totally. We literally just, I called the front desk just a minute ago to get better Wi-Fi. And they were like, well, you have to be a gold status or higher. And I'm like, baby, I am.
So. Yeah, we're like, put us on the high internet, please.
Yes. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, I was just confirming with you what the name of the hotel was. The best part about our hotel, there was a washer and dryer in the unit. I'm one of those people that loves doing laundry when I'm on vacation. We left with clean clothes. You have no idea. That was literally for me day made. But like, so the hotel is in this area called like the Whistler Villages, or just the village.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, singular. And it's so cute. Kind of touching back on what Steph was saying, there's lots of like bars and restaurants. Like, we were walking through it at night when we would go for dinner. So it's like quite lively, because I guess it's one of the only places to kind of base yourself and like hang out at night. So we saw like bars, and they all seemed really lively, and people were having a great time.
Yeah, it was definitely a vibe. Cute little shops. I mean, there were some like name brand things that, you know, you would know and recognize, like Lululemon,
Aritzia,
yeah. Gap. I bought a tank top from Gap because I needed something for my suitcase. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely something for everyone, and we had a great time. So when we first landed from the airport, we got through customs, of course, did our thing, and got to Whistler after we rode in the car. And the very first thing we did is we went to the Scandinave. Is that how you say it? I'm like,
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think that's how you would pronounce
Scandinave spas and baths. And so Tourism Whistler actually provided that for us. And it was, again,
so beautiful. Yeah. Oh my God. Beyond. Oh,
wow. Like, I've never done anything like that before, but just to give you some like backstory, it's essentially like a thermal bath. It's very therapeutic. It's a spa that encourages silence, relaxation. So they have these baths. I wanted to call them pools, but they're just, that doesn't even seem like the right vibe, because it's not like resort vibe. It's very healing and natural.
Yeah, so they look like pools, but like the hot version is a thermal bath, and then they have like cold plunge pools, and they encourage you to kind of just do like get into like a hot bath for a little bit and then get into the cold, kind of just like switch out like up to like three times, they said, for like full relaxation. But I cannot do cold water, you guys. Like, literally my body goes into shock. I can't even breathe. But like the hot was like really hot. So we were sitting in there for like a minute. I'm like, this is getting really hot. I want to go into the cold. And yeah, we kind of did that for a little bit. The grounds are stunning. Like, it's so peaceful. They actually encourage you to completely disconnect. You're not even allowed to take your phone out. There's no Wi-Fi. They actually don't even want you to talk, because they just want you to like sit in this like peaceful, tranquil environment, just taking in the nature and just kind of healing and relaxing your body. So I thought that was like a great idea right after we got off our flight, because I'd started my day from Austin at like 3:30 a.m. And like by the time we got to the thermal baths, it was probably like 4 p.m. So for me, it was like a really long day as it is. So that was wonderful.
Yes, I really, really enjoyed it. And they take their silence seriously. We were like, because we were with a larger group, so we were in the hot bath and just kind of like talking very quietly. Like, we were being very respectful. But you're supposed to be silent. And so next thing we know, one of the people who works there comes up and just asks us to stop talking.
Oh my God, that was kind of embarrassing. But
you know, you live, you learn. But I just loved that it wasn't one of those things where it's like, you know, it says to be silent and then people are kind of like disrespecting it. It was like, no, girl, be quiet. Like, this is a silent place. So it was very nice, relaxing. Like Sarah said, it was perfect for after a day of travel. So after that, we left and just freshened up and then went to dinner. We went to a restaurant called Carumba, and it's Italian. When I heard the name, I immediately thought maybe that's like Mexican food, but it was actually Italian.
Yeah, it was so good. Everything we had was so good. They had like this pan con tomato, which is essentially like, it was like a really crispy pan seared piece of sourdough, and they had like this tomato puree on it. Oh, that was divine. I loved it. Actually, everything was really good. Like, we had pizza, we had pasta,
salad,
we had a bunch of appetizers. Oh, the Caesar salad was so good too.
Yeah, so if you go to Whistler, stop by Carumba. Well, go to the Healing Scandinavian Spa and Bath first.
Yes.
And then end your night at Carumba.
Literally follow our itinerary. We've got you covered.
We got you covered. Okay, so day two. Now, this is where the real craziness.
Oh, my God. In. That was a day of adventure, you guys.
Okay, so day two, we actually went to Peak to Peak. So basically, we went from being like chic city girls to mountain climbers.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's giving outdoor stuff.
Yeah, it's giving outdoorsy. It's giving, I don't even know. It's giving, I wore the wrong shoes.
It's giving flannel and boots. But we were there in like Chanel, okay?
I did have a Chanel bucket bag as I climbed the mountain.
Oh my God. And I had my classic Chanel. We were like, I had a Ralph Lauren sweater on.
Girls.
Yeah, I was like being bougie AF on the mountain. You know what? Whatever. It was cute outfits.
Yeah,
if you guys want to go see our outfits, go watch our stories. It's on our highlights.
Yeah, I'll add it to the highlights. But okay, so Peak to Peak, essentially, I mean, there's mountains everywhere. They're huge. They're tall. I mean, so beautiful. But we rode gondolas up into the mountains.
Yeah, so there's this main mountain in Whistler, and it's called Blackcomb, and that's like where, like, in the fall you can see all the scenic stuff, and I think that is the one that is the main mountain for skiing as well. So from our hotel, it's like a 10-minute walk. We just walked there and it was great. So they have like two gondola rides. The Peak to Peak is what Steph is talking about. Is like, it's called a 360 experience where you can like buy this ticket and it gives you like access to, I think, two gondola rides. So you go to like to one stop, which is kind of like, you know, kind of like halfway up like this giant mountain. So there's like a little rest stop where they have like a restaurant and you can see amazing views. But then there's the second gondola ride that takes you up to the suspension bridge, which was like insane. So it's kind of like you go up and then you cut across to the other side of the mountain for the second one when you go to the suspension bridge, right? Because remember, it was going across the mountain.
Yeah, we rode two gondolas up. So we rode one gondola, then we got on another gondola. So you're essentially just continuing to ascend up. As high as you can until you get to this point.
Yeah, which is like the peak, or it's called Chair Peak or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. But from a distance, it was so crazy because we could see the suspension bridge and it literally just looked like
a thread.
Yeah, it looked like a string in between mountains, basically. Like
in between two massive peaks, basically. Yes.
And so we made it all the way to the top on the gondola rides. And then there was one last ride that we had to get up.
To the suspension bridge.
Yeah, order to get up to this suspension bridge. And when we get there to this last ride, we realized that you had to take a chairlift.
No, tell them about the part where I was like getting apprehensive. And I'm like, Steph, do you really want to go up there? And Steph is like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because she thought it's like a covered gondola, like the two we've taken.
After we'd already taken two gondola rides, I was like, oh, this is like nothing. We're good. Sarah was getting really, you know, nervous. And I'm like, girl, we got this. Let's go. Like, we've made it this far. And then as we are starting to approach, I'm starting to realize there is no gondola.
It's a chair.
It's literally a chair. Oh, an open chair. with a tiny, skinny roller.
Yeah.
And they're not even, there's no, like, you know how you get on a roller coaster and they do the little check?
Yeah, there's
nobody's checking.
No.
There's no check.
No. You literally just get on and it's like a chair.
And you better not lean forward.
And this is like the highest point of the mountain too, okay? The cliffs are getting like higher and we're just like on these like intense like climb. Oh
just
my god.
Imagine sitting.
If you're an adrenaline junkie, you would love this. We also saw some crazies like mountain biking on these steep mountains. I mean, I don't know. You have to have so much freaking leg strength for that. Like, who are these people?
I don't even know. But yeah, I was very shook when I realized I had to sit in this chair. And at that point, you've already made it so far. And there is no going back.
Yeah, so we're like, let's just go. Let's just get it over with. It's going to be fine. It's something that we're not going to regret.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Yeah, so we get on this chairlift. We're going higher and higher. It was great.
Don't lie to these people. It was not, like, what are you even saying?
It was great because I'd closed my eyes for half of it because I just couldn't look down. I was feeling so scared.
It was far from great, the ride up.
Yeah, okay. We're like sweating bullets. Yeah. Anyway, so we get there and we see the suspension bridge and we just decided we would walk across it. It does wiggle, and if you're afraid of heights, just don't look down. That's like my only advice.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're literally, you feel like you're on the top of the world. It's so high and the views are stunning.
The air is so crisp.
So crisp.
Oh, it was unreal. I'm glad we did it. Like, once we made it to the top, I was just like, wow. I can't believe we did this. This is awesome. We definitely have pictures and all of that on our Instagram, so be sure to check it out. Sunday's Pod, and then Steph Taylor Jackson and Sarah Adam Hafez are our handles. So you can
We're going to leave them in the show notes, the links for you guys.
You can see more there, but it was definitely an experience. And we got there, we took some pictures up at the top, and then also walked across the bridge. And so there's like a fun video of Sarah and I just kind of like waving to the camera in a little corner on the other side of the bridge. It's just so picturesque and amazing. Just imagine, like, literally you're just in the middle of mountains.
Yeah, it was really, really pretty.
Yeah, across the skyline. So it was an amazing experience. And I will say, like, for that reason alone, that's why I'm like, is Whistler worth the hype? 100%. I've never seen mountains and anything quite as beautiful as that.
Like, yeah, it's, I mean, and the weather was just amazing too. I think, yeah, if you love nature and you love like outdoorsy, adventure-filled activities to do when you're on vacation, it is definitely worth the hype.
Yeah, and even if you're not, because I'm not a super outdoorsy girl, but if you just want to experience something new
and different
and really appreciate like the world we live in and like
connect with nature.
Yeah, it was very amazing. It was awesome for sure. Okay, so let's talk about what to wear, because I feel like you got to know the right way to approach this. So
yeah, definitely bring some like walking shoes because you walk a lot. Comfy clothes, layers if you're going in September.
I guess really any time after September, because it's going to get even colder.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, comfortable shoes and comfortable clothes would be the main thing. I wore sneakers, and there was a girl in our group who wore her Prada boots, and she did great in those.
Yeah, so, but they were like the chunky Prada. They weren't like they're fashion, but they have like treads on them too.
Yeah, they were very functional. They had a lug sole, which is important, I think, which was good for traction. Because there were a few points where we had to like climb a little bit. So definitely some shoes that are comfortable and have some good traction. And
yeah, like I think even like a good pair of Timberlands, like those types of shoes would be good. Yeah. If you're not a blogger and not trying to take like blogger pics, you could definitely be a little bit more practical.
Yeah, just a little more athleisure. I had on a blazer and a like athletic matching set.
Yeah, actually, we did not realize like how adventure filled this activity was going to be. Like, because the way the PR agency was saying was that you can make whatever you want of it. But by the time we got there, we're like, you know what? We're already here. We should just do everything.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, that we want to do. But, like, yeah, we were definitely not, like, appropriately dressed for the day we had. But luckily, we were still, like, wearing comfy shoes, so it was okay.
Yeah, everything worked out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, so beautiful. Like I said, I definitely want to bring the family back, and I want to see it in the snow time. I want to see it during Christmas.
Oh, it would be so nice. I'm sure, like, the village would be really quaint. We found a really cute little coffee shop by our hotel. I forget what it was called. Hold on. I'm going to find it for you guys.
Yeah.
But, Steph, where did we go for dinner yesterday? Oh, yeah. And then
it was called Grill and Vine.
Yeah, that was so pretty, too. And then before that, the tourism board of Whistler also treated us to, like, champagne. You learned how to saber.
Oh my gosh, how am I forgetting? But we had an après in Whistler Village. So basically, after we finished risking our lives in the mountains, we were treated to an experience in Whistler Village. And so Tourism Whistler also provided that for us. And so we got to enjoy, well, actually, I guess our group enjoyed bubbles. Sarah and I are both not drinking right now.
Oh my God. Yes. We're on this like kick, you guys. I actually love it. I haven't touched alcohol on this trip and I'm so happy. Like, I've been waking up and I'm not like hungover. It's just, I've been on this thing. Steph and I have both been on it.
Yeah. I'll be 5 weeks on Monday. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The coffee shop is called Mount Curry Coffee Company. And we had, like, I had a really good latte, and then Steph had a smoothie with, like, kale and apple juice, and what else?
It was really fresh fruit. I mean, it was, I think there was, like, orange juice in it. Everything else was, like, just really fresh. So I had the green smoothie, and Sarah had a oat milk vanilla latte, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, but so after, like I was saying, after we finished the mountain, we went to Whistler Village, and so we got to sample the bubbles. We went down to this wine room and we were able to see their wine storage, and it was like, did he say 20,000 bottles of wine?
You know, I don't remember. It was a lot of bottles,
and it was all like in order by region and alphabetical. It was like
and year,
a library
everything.
Of wine. It was very impressive, their collection. And while we were down there, we also got to saber a champagne bottle.
I know. Steph made it look so effortless.
It was crazy. I'll definitely share that on social media as well. But imagine holding a bottle in one hand, a knife in another hand, and
just cutting the top off.
Cutting the top off. Like literally popping the bottle with a saber. I don't even... No, like that was so crazy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, so that was nice. And then they also have this ice room where they keep their vodka. And again, we're not really drinking right now, but everyone else in our group enjoyed vodka shots, a few of them.
Oh, no.
And so we went into this room that was below 20 degrees and got to see where they store some of the vodka for the resort. And they gear you up and put you in these big jackets and everything. And so that was a really cool experience too. So hopefully if you go, you can check that out too. But a really, really nice time. And yeah, I can't wait to go back.
Yeah. And then Grill and Vine was our last like dinner in Whistler. And we were speaking to one of the marketing managers there. And she's like, you guys did a lot, but you barely touched a lot of things in Whistler, which is why we really want to go back.
Yeah. I feel like 48 hours was not enough, but mm-hmm. It was enough to like give you a sample and make you want to come back for more. Right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm bringing Rami back next time because he really enjoys a lot of these outdoor vacations. And I know this is totally going to be his vibe, especially if we come in the winter, then he can snowboard too.
Oh, nice. I would love to bring the whole family back, Jason and the kids.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it together maybe one day.
That would be fun.
So, yeah, Whistler is worth the hype, you guys. We really enjoyed it. This is my first time in Whistler, and I am pleasantly surprised. It's such a beautiful place.
Yes, and we are now actually in Vancouver, so stay tuned for a part two of this. Actually, this is a series now, so anytime we travel together, or maybe it'll be both of us, sometimes it'll be individually, we'll discuss, like, is it worth the hype?
Yeah, for sure. So we just got to Vancouver today. We left Whistler this morning, drove to Vancouver, and we've been here a day, but we're going to be here for 3 days. So the next episode is going to be our opinions about Vancouver and what we did over here.
I can't wait. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate and review this episode and our podcast. Leave a comment. Let us know what you might want to hear from us next. And we will see you next Sunday.
Bye.